Ready in three, two.
Welcome to the Dutch Bros podcast. My name is Brant Boersma, and we are starting a new series. We're talking about the six human needs. And so we're going to be doing a deeper dive into each one of these. So we brought our very own Cambria Sour in with us today to talk about, actually probably one of the coolest ones, contribution. Hi, Cambria. How are you?
Hi, Brant. I'm good. How are you?
You're really awkward around that microphone.
I feel like I have to get really close to it.
Yeah. It's not your fault.
Well.
How you been?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. The holidays treat you good?
They did.
Yeah? Yeah.
Lots of good time with the family.
It's beautiful.
My little nephew.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How old?
He's like 5 weeks.
Holy moly.
I know. Wow. He's a little nugget. He's cute.
What's his name?
Keegan.
Keegan.
Mm-hmm.
Cutie.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about, we brought you in actually, Cambria, specifically as we talk about contribution is one of the six human needs. But what is it exactly that you do out here at Dutch Bros?
So I work in the foundation for Dutch Bros called Love Abounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we obviously focus on philanthropy. We do a lot of, we coordinate the Give Back Days company-wide. We have four focus areas that kind of make up of a big part of what Dutch Bros is. One being health, music, youth, and then origins. So like the supply line of where we buy our coffee beans.
Yeah.
So that's like our focus area. And we're developing program areas within the foundation and just kind of going from there.
How long have you been working with the foundation now?
Jen started about 3 years ago. And then from there, it started like...
Jen Wheatley.
Jen Wheatley, yep.
Yeah.
So she started. And then we started doing the paperwork for getting it filed. And then... just been going from there.
I know my wife just went with you guys to El Salvador. So getting into each of the categories. So like speaking more about the origins things and what you guys have done there.
So origins, as many people know, we buy our coffee beans from El Salvador, Colombia, and Brazil. We decided to start with focusing on El Salvador just because as far as the three countries go, that one's in probably the worst shape.
Yeah.
So what we do there can have really big impact. So we went down in June, and then we just went down in December too. We went down our first time just to kind of analyze and see where we want to start investing. And so we met with the organizations down there. We met with our coffee producers just because they have so much insight on, you know, what the needs are. And just kind of came back, analyzed how we want to give back. And then we went back in December a few weeks ago, and we met with some of the same organizations we saw the first time, and we did some projects at a school that's near one of our farms, and we did like a school rehab project. We fixed it up. We painted. They built some furniture.
Cool.
The school's getting a new roof on part of it. I personally didn't do that part. They didn't trust me. I know.
Yeah.
I was like, put me on the roof.
Yeah. Raise the roof. Let me raise the roof.
Put me on my strong point. That's what I'm good at. No. I painted.
You did?
I did.
Color?
I painted trash cans.
Nice.
Well, I think they're going to be a hit.
Now,
it was abstract.
What are some of the other stuff that I know you're part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Oh, yeah.
You help out with that. Seems like you do a lot of contributing.
Yeah. Well, I mean... I try to. I think a big part of contributing is it feels good to give and to help other people. There's something about, you know, seeing it or reading about it, but when you actually get to experience it, I think that's what makes people want to be involved so much is experiencing it.
Yeah.
In Grant's past at Dutch Bros, we've done some give back days for Make-A-Wish, and then they had approached us that if just because we have such a big outlet of, young people and just people that want to volunteer. So a group of us, me, Amber, Jen, and a few other people, we went through the whole training process and now we're volunteers for, I think it's Josephine in Jackson County.
Yeah.
Just because they have like a lack of volunteers. And I mean, they're the ones, you know, we're the ones that, you know, we help make the wish come alive. You know, we're,
right.
We basically get to do the fun part of the whole process, I think. You got to be like the ray of sunshine in the kids' day when they're going through like such hard times.
Yeah.
So it's cool to experience that. And it's cool to be like the person that always gets, you know, you feel like you get to bring them the good news and the exciting news and they're excited to see you. And
yeah,
you got to do monthly magic and get them like pumped for their trip.
Yeah. As it's approaching, it's pretty awesome. The six human needs, how it kind of works out is like you rank them. Let's see here. There's contribution, There is love and connection, significance, variety, certainty,
growth.
Okay, so with that list, sorry guys, okay, it's, you know, but with with that list, if you're hitting on any three of them, then it can become addictive, you know, that's why. I just am going to guess this about you, and I think that's why we asked you to come in here, is that contribution, is it one of your three that kind of makes you tick? You kind of hit on it a little bit. I'd love to hear you some more about why contribution is such a big part of your life.
I just think, I mean, it feels good to give. Like, I remember you saying one time, we were at an opening, and I had never thought about it this way. You were talking about how it's important to give, but at the same time, you have to learn how to receive, because you can't, if you can't receive yourself, then you'll never be able to fill yourself up to be able to give.
Yeah.
And so I've definitely thought a lot about that, because for me, I love to travel and that fills me up. But at the same time, like, it feels good to give. So like when we go to El Salvador or doing the Make-A-Wish work and being a volunteer, like, it feels good to make other people feel good and to contribute to them and to just not think about yourself always and just focus on others and how you can, you know, help them and serve them.
Yeah. So I'm just a selfish person. Like, I
I mean, that's why I thought it was, like, when you had said it that one way, I thought that was interesting, because I'm like, I think people feel guilty to think, like, I want this for myself. And, like, sometimes I even feel the way. I'm like, oh, am I being selfish? But then I thought how you said, I'm like, I don't know if that's just justifying it or, but then I was like, but I think it's actually, it is true. Cause like, if you're not filling yourself up, then how are you going to want to like give to others? Like, so you have to find that
in thing. And in a selfish way as well, you know, this feels really nice.
You have
to
be a little
receive.
Bit selfish.
No, yeah. I agree. I agree. That's true. Yeah. You totally, we tried to get Cambria on the podcast before and she's like, oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be there. And then we like call her and she's like,
you didn't.
And you get the phone message. She's like, hi, this is Cambria. I'm out of the country right now in the Philippines with my friends. Have a great day.
Yeah. So that was exactly my voicemail.
No, but I do
my
believe.
My phone wasn't even on.
Tony Robbins says it. He says it best when he says the secret to living is giving, you know? And I think that, you know, especially, you know, now you've got this sweet little baby nephew, there's something that where it feels so good to make other people feel good. We just went through the holidays and I got like my favorite gift that I gave was to Mark. I gave Mark, he's going to be having a baby later this year. And I gave him, a bottle of wine. That's always a good gift.
Yeah.
But like my favorite gift to give him was the Battlestar Galactica series. And the reason why is because that's what I like when it was with Violet, when we had Violet. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, that was my, like when I would get up with the baby and I'd go and rock her for like 2 hours, I just rocked out Battlestar Galactica. So I was like, there's this like meaning behind it for the gift that I got to pass it on. I'm like, bro, you're going to check it out. You're going to have to do something, you know. Nowadays, like, yeah, people are like, what is this? It's a Blu-ray? Nobody has like Blu-ray players anymore.
It's a thoughtful gift.
Anyways, but I think though, if you never were willing to receive, let me just to back my saying up. If you're never willing to receive, then you're taking away someone else's opportunity to give as well.
Totally.
You know, and also, you know, you have to be full in order to give. You know what I mean? Like, you can give so much to the point of where, like, you know, you can give to a fault. I think with anything, you know, you can abuse it. You can abuse it. And now all of a sudden,
everything in moderation.
Right. And so I do believe that giving is more important. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I also believe that you have to learn that, because I think that people, we feel guilty for wanting to receive. So I think though, you know, getting into that vein of where like abusing it, have you ever found yourself where it's like you've given, 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 and it's kind of almost like been more of a hindrance or been more of a, like a, it just didn't, it didn't achieve the outcome because it, you hadn't, you know, been full?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a point where you can overcommit yourself or feel like you have to please everyone. And it's hard to say no. And you just want, I mean, I can be a people pleaser and I just want everyone to get along. So I think there's times like that where you just, that's where I feel like sometimes you kind of have to be selfish, because if you want to truly give to something, I mean, you could just give 10% to everything or you could give 100% to something. And I think at times you just kind of have to choose like what truly matters to you and where you truly want to give.
Yeah.
Because at some point, you're just probably spread too thin and you start to feel guilty, like you're just not doing enough for all those people or all those things.
Mm-hmm. It may not even be that big of a deal from you, mm-hmm. you know, where it's like, oh, I contributed in this way, whether it was financially or with my time or with whatever, and it didn't cost you much. You didn't feel the impact much, mm-hmm. but it had a huge impact to those that received it and totally. Stuff. And so I can see where you can get, you know, spread mm-hmm. thin.
You have to be purposeful with your time.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
Thank you. It's what I'm focusing on for 2017.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What are some of the ways that you're going to be contributing this coming year?
Oh, gosh.
Or this year, because yeah. I think this is going to be out in 2017.
This year. Well, I want to be purposeful with my time. So if I hang out with you, feel very special.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I do already.
This is
2016. 3, 2, 1.
This is 2016. So
yeah. So we're still back in.
I mean, as far as like work goes and stuff, it's just gonna be exciting to see like how the foundation progresses mm-hmm. and how there's other ways that we can continue to contribute. Just outside of even, I mean, El Salvador has been such a big focus, but seeing, you know, locally and throughout the company, how we can start, you know, yeah. making more of an impact. I'm a community counselor for the Aparis in town. So It's kind of, it's exciting meeting the new girls that come in.
So explain to us what that is exactly. Cause I'm like a pear, like pears, like they grow on trees or something, right? pear apples.
They're not
at
edible.
My brother's house they grew.
So au pairs, they're essentially a live-in nanny. So mm-hmm. there's a program in town. And in order for them to have that program in town, there has to be a community counselor.
Yeah. So they come with your, like, they're like, they come with your their problems.
Well, basically, I'm like the middleman between the au pair and then their host family. So
now,
I just check in on them monthly.
Are these
sure
people always
good.
From out of town?
Yeah, they're international. So,
oh, cool.
So they're just two girls from Germany. And then Jen Wheatley's getting a girl from Colombia in February.
Oh, awesome.
That'll be new. So basically, I'm there for them if they need anything.
It's called au pair?
Au pair.
Au pair. Au pairs.
A-U-P-A-I-R.
Au pair. Au pair. So they only come for a certain amount of time then?
They have a year commitment, but they can extend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to the word contribution, I know sometimes it feels like because it's easy to, like, the world's so big and to feel like you can't make a difference. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense. So, like, what would you say to someone that is, like, kind of feels hopeless in that or feels like they have nothing to offer?
Gosh, I don't know. I just think, like, the magic's in the detail. Like, if I look back on when I was a kid or something that meant a lot to me, like, usually when I think of those things, they were never really, like, a big thing. It was something little that somebody did for me. Those things stood out to me, like, that was the coolest thing. And especially as a kid, you look back and you're like, that was such a little thing. Like, to them, it probably was
nothing.
But to me, it was everything.
Yeah.
So I just feel like things like that, they build up over time. And I feel like that's what makes the world go round. And that's what, like, starts to make a difference. Like, all those little things that build up.
Yeah. It's too easy to not do something like that, you know? But it's not hard to actually contribute. My family, we sponsor a few gals in Africa. We did it so that each of the gals that we sponsor has the same birthday as one of our daughters, you know?
And that's cool.
And it's
that
made
makes
it really
even
cool.
More special.
Right. And
not
so our girl will write letters to them and stuff. But you know, it's not financially strapping, and it's something cool that we all can do as a family to kind of contribute in a cool way. We talk about as service as one of our core values, you know, and service isn't something that you get paid for, but service is something that's like doesn't cost anything, but it costs you something.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't cost them anything because you're serving them, you know, so it shouldn't cost them, it should cost you. And in a small way, it's a way to contribute to a relationship or to contribute to some kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's just about being like thoughtful and purposeful, like with what you say and do. Like, you make someone feel special because you notice something maybe specific about them or something that's specifically going on with them. Not just like a blanket statement of what you'd say just to anyone. Not that that can't make a difference, but those things that are really thoughtful, like that's what really makes you feel like important and like you're really cared about. Like they knew that about me or, you know, like they noticed that. Like it makes anyone feel special.
Yeah.
And you know that it's not just something they would say to anyone too. You know, it feels more feels more special again.
Well, I want to give you an opportunity right now, since we're here on the podcast, to contribute. You are pretty much the reigning champion of the Girls Fantasy Football League.
It's not over yet, though. Yeah. I don't want to get too far, like, too ahead of myself. Yeah.
Well, that's very humble of you. Is there any way that you would, like, what kind of advice would you give to, you know, a striving, I myself have done pretty good this year, but I know Mark, for instance, he made some horrible decisions in fantasy that affected his football life.
That one trade.
Yeah. So how would you be able to contribute to just some advice on fantasy football? Yeah. How long have you played fantasy football now? Is this only?
This is my second year.
And last year you won.
No, I didn't.
You didn't win.
No, I didn't even place in the top three last year.
You didn't?
No. All the ladies are like, oh, like, you did great last year. I'm like, I don't know how I convinced them I did, but I didn't. I wasn't even in the top three.
Because, yeah, now you're a target.
I'm in the finals.
Are you excited?
I am excited. I'm a little nervous, but we'll see. I'm really attached to the guys on my team.
Oh,
so
wow.
Even if they had a bad week, I probably wouldn't drop them. We're a family, you know?
Yeah. You've invested time.
Yeah.
You've invested time and effort into these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, you did it. You traded away. You're not that special to me.
I definitely get mad at them.
So I think that's a great bit of advice for Mark is, hey, you know what? Develop a little bit of a relationship with your team. Don't just play with your head. Play with your heart sometimes too. Because if you don't have any purpose behind your team, how are you supposed to, how are they going to fight for you?
I mean, Mark, like, think about what kind of coach you are.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Does your team want to follow you?
Yeah. Or see? They? Wow, man. This is good stuff right here.
Well, in the other league, I kept all the same guys and made it into the playoffs. So
I'm just saying.
You did get third. That's not bad. I think that's.
I feel like I'm like at a, what's it called? Like after a football game and they're all, you know. Press conference.
You
like,
are.
Like about my team right now. Just. I love you, David Johnson. He's I love you, cousins. Like,
you're the best cousins.
I love my boys. Like, give them a little. Let's get a W this week.
Yeah.
Let's take out Zan.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Good. Well, yeah.
I got her.
Best of luck to you. What are you going to do with those funds? Are you going to use those to contribute somehow? She's like, yeah, I'm gonna contribute back to filling my cup. Sometimes, but it is important, you guys. Let's not, you know, goof around too much.
We'll all go get a drink, or we'll pull this all. Give Mark some advice.
Wow.
I'll take out the ladies in my league if I do win, so they'll ask me back next year, and they don't get mad at me.
Yeah, because that happens a lot. I heard you get a little tension. Girls are aggressive, man. What would be a little bit of advice to people that? Are in the Dutch world out there, maybe some options of where could someone contribute time or money or something like that? What are some of these organizations? So obviously, if you're feeling the need to contribute to something, man, please do. We have a foundation. Where is it? Is it loveabounds.com or something like that?
You have to go through the main Dutch Bros website, and then there's a page through
there. There's a page through there. Mm-hmm.
And as we grow, we'll probably look for more ways to get people involved to volunteer. So I think always just keep your eyes open for that too.
Yeah. So there's always people that are needing help at like your local churches.
I always say too, like, especially for baristas, look into who you guys give back to for Dutch Love Day or Buck for Kids Day. Cause what better way to be involved with those organizations for when that day comes, you even know more about the organization. Yeah. You can actually speak on it and have experience working with, you know, the kids or the food bank or whatever it is. Yeah. So it's like those are two, you know, organizations that you could look into right away that, you know, your franchisee could tell you the contact. Yeah. And then there's always organizations like Make-A-Wish and things out there that are always looking for volunteers because that's what they need to continue on. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll be surprised, like, once you get involved with one thing, then all of a sudden you start hearing about all these other things and you build those connections of, you know, people that are like, oh, you know, you could get involved with this or you're interested in that. Like, here's this contact. Like, it just continues.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, we want to encourage you all out there to get involved somewhere. Do something. Contribute. This is the world. We're all in it. Yeah. Might as well give back a little bit.
Yeah. to others and yourself.
Yeah. Amen. You know, give back to society, but also give back to you. Bam. Oh, wow. Intern's back there just preaching. He's like, yeah. Mm. All right. Well, thanks, Cambria. We appreciate you taking your time to spend with us on the red couch.
Thank you.
You have really white teeth. It's going to show up great on the video.
When did you lose the braces or whatever?
Well, I don't have them right now, but I'll probably have to get them back at some point. Just a thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been a long process.
Cambria so. Sour at Instagram. Just kidding. I don't know if that's... How's that?
Is it really?
It should be changed to that.
Oh, jeez. Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to contribute to this podcast?
No, thanks for having me.
All right.
Can't believe I actually did this.
Great. Hey, best of luck to you in the finals.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Slay
you.
Slay the day.